Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's episode 280 of Super Mega Cast. It's time for a celebration.
Whoa, let's get it started.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
I turned that one off immediately. Just started with some stupid bullshit.
He fucking cackled right in my fucking ear.
Like, I try to listen to podcasts to relax, you know? I got a stressful day at work, come home to relax, and I click it, and, you know, I like these guys, but the fucking, you know, it's too much. Well,
we're just bagging on some classic radio DJ shit.
Yeah, dude, we need to rebrand the podcast fully to be fully like radio DJ style with like the fucking, what are they called? Are they called boomers? What are they called? The
jockeys, the mic jockeys?
No. It's the name of like the
sound effects.
There's a name, it's like a radio stinger or something, but we need to just start. I found on the sound website we use, I found a ton of them. We should use those. In fact, here's one. And here's
that
another.
Your hard drive space is low.
Oh shit, hard drive space is low?
Yep. So it's time to stop the podcast momentarily.
And make sure the recording computer has enough space.
Yep.
And we'll be right back.
Yep.
It's another rock and roll weekend.
Okay, we cleared some space.
Space has been cleared.
And we are back.
Back in action, baby. You know?
Like the Looney Tunes, we're back in action.
Was that the Looney Tunes movie?
The one with Brendan Fraser.
What was that movie?
Which is awesome. And Steve Martin.
I always confuse Steve Martin and Martin Lawrence, even though they're nothing alike.
One is pale white, and his hair is white.
Like, completely, like, as white as it goes. I mean, the other is...
Is an actor.
Yeah. So...
Because Steve Martin's an artiste.
I do love Steve Martin, man. Steve Martin is... I'm going to be very sad when he dies, because when I was... The Jerk is one of my favorite, like, old-school comedy movies.
I was introduced to him through Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw... Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah, with John Favreau.
This is a dirty movie.
Yeah.
This movie says fuck. There's that classic scene with the, what do you call them? The flight ladies?
Ladies?
No, the like...
Stewardesses?
No, it wasn't a stewardess. It was like a desk person.
Just the ladies that work at the desk?
Or the boys.
Book flights. Or boys. Or men. I not boys, but, you know, my mom calls me sexist because I refer to women or like I say girl instead of woman a lot.
But we say the boys.
I know. I say, well, exactly. And I say like dude and like, you know, there will be I refer to somebody my age, like, usually as girls. So, like, if you and I are talking and I'm talking about something that happened, like, yeah, this girl came up to me, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That implies, like, to me, that implies that that's someone my age.
Usually you would say, well, I mean, guy, girl, they're yeah. the same. Yeah.
And I say, so guy. Say and guy. Then, but if I say this woman came up to me, then it sounds like that to me just sounds like I'm talking about, like, someone in, like, their 50s or 60s. So my mom calls me sexist for that. She's like, why do you, they're women, Matt, not girls.
Man, woman, guy, girl. Like, they're just opposite.
I use them all, bro.
Other.
I say dude, dudette, bro. Bro chacho?
You can say whatever.
Yeah, man.
You can call women dudes.
I do call women dudes.
I do too. And bro.
Dude.
I say bro and dude a lot.
I say dude a lot. I've always been a big dude guy.
Did it
guy.
Start out as a bit for us too? Like us saying bro and dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like bro. Bro kind of started out as it's one of those things where it was a meme. Like bro. And then now it's in my vocabulary. Yeah. I say bro a lot.
Good.
And you do too. Mm-hmm. You said to me the other day over text.
I did.
And I say dude. I've said dude for...
I say man a lot.
I say man a lot.
But I never say... sure thing, woman. You know?
And no one says woman. Like...
This... Sure thing, woman. Okay, lady.
Lady sounds like dismissive. Like lady. You know, because lady's always used when it's like, hey, whatever, lady. You know, lady is used more dismissively.
I honestly think it's because your mom is withering. You know, and so she is jealous of all the pretty flowers she sees in the field on a day-to-day basis when she goes on her, 0.2-mile walks with her cane.
Well, I wouldn't be calling her girl. I'd call her woman.
Exactly.
And I think that's
and
what upsets
her. That's what it is.
She's like, why are you calling this 26-year-old girl, but you're calling me woman?
You can't...
Look in the mirror, Mom. Look in the mirror. That's all. She's going to be... Her feelings going to be real hurt if she listens to this.
We're just speaking facts.
I know. And Mom, guess what? Facts don't care about your feelings. So
sorry.
Yep.
No, seriously, we're sorry. We're sorry that facts don't care about your feelings.
Yeah, it's a shame, honestly. I wish it wasn't so.
I wish... Say it ain't so.
I will not go.
Turn the lights off.
Carry me home. Na 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 na. Dude, I had a little Blink-182 phase recently, like a resurgence. It was like January 2nd, actually. I went for a drive to clear my head, and I just listened to a bunch of old Blink-182.
Ooh,
like that song "Stay Together" for the kids.
I like listening to a lot of like nostalgic stuff. In one of my workout playlists, I have "Shawty's Like a Melody in My Head," and I'm just like running to it. It just like brings me back to a time where like
simpler times.
Simpler times where I was just as stupid, but not as responsible. You know what I mean?
You didn't know. You didn't. Your eyes weren't as open to the cruelties of the world.
How mean the world can be to me. I thought bad things happened to other people. But no. Bad things can happen to me, I guess.
Yeah.
I get paranoid sometimes when I used to go on those subreddits with like r/watch people die and shit. I'd be like, because for me, it's like, these people had no idea like a tree was going to like fucking fall right
Dude,
on them.
That's because
of high winds. It's like, or a car, someone's not looking, a car jumps a fucking curb and mows down someone on like a sidewalk or some shit. It's Jesus.
We had to sign something recently, which we can't talk about yet, but you and I had to sign something. And there was like a clause that like the only way like the contract could be terminated, it had like a list of things that could like terminate the contract. And one of them was an act of God.
Yep.
That's an act of God.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how you can define an act of God, but like, you know it when you see it. It's like a
struck
tree
by
fucking,
lightning, a tree falling.
Dude, how fucking, what are the odds of getting struck by lightning? That's gotta be that sucks to die that way.
It happened to a guy like 2 or 3 times or some shit.
A lot
like
of people
that.
Survive it.
They get cool ass tattoos.
Yeah, dude. They get fucking like Harry Potter scars, but on their whole body, you know?
They do.
It's because the electricity fucking goes through you and scars you.
Well, Harry Potter was saved by love.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. His mother's love.
Mm.
That's what counteracted the spell. Because her love was a protection spell around him. Right? Potterheads, am I right about that?
Hey guys, it's Matt. I'm cutting in from later in the podcast to say coming up are some Harry Potter spoilers. So make sure if you don't want any Harry Potter spoilers, you skip ahead. Come on, Potterheads.
Come on, Potterheads. You gotta, I think I
was
get
Harry
what's
a Horcrux himself?
Stop, dude. That's a big spoiler. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, okay, Harry Potter has been finished for like 15 years.
Yeah.
If you don't know the ending.
No, it has it. Has it?
Okay, when did the final book come out?
The final movie came out in 2012. I remember because I was a senior when I saw
that. So a decade since the movie came out.
To the premiere.
But the final book, I did go to that in theaters. I remember that.
I love Harry Potter, man.
Harry Potter's amazing, man. The final book came out in 2007.
I never read the books. I've read, like, the first and the third one, and that's all I've read.
I think I read the first three.
I just like the movies. The movies are always awesome. Because for me as a kid, the reason I liked them so much is they were fun and exciting, and it was cool to enter this world. Because when you're a kid, your imagination, when you go to a movie, it's like you are actually kind of visiting another place. It's really cool what the child imagination is like.
Right.
And then, as well, it just kind of they aged with me, so I felt like, they're kind of maturing with me. And as a young boy who gets scared easily and didn't like horror movies that much, they were kind of like mini horror movies for me because they had like jump scares and scenes that were kind of scary for young children. Like a three-headed dog barking or a book that randomly. You open it, and you open it and it just goes,
the screaming
book from the first one.
Wasn't there also a book that was like...
Yeah, that was in the I can't remember which one.
Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, when he starts out in that like fucking house or whatever.
I watched Goblet of Fire recently. I went, actually, Hollywood Forever Cemetery, they do, we should go, they do movies where
the ending of that one's such a downer.
It really is.
Did you leave and you're just like,
That's the My Boy one,
fun.
Right? Yeah.
Like, my boy! It ends and it's like, the student has died, Voldemort's back, and then everyone's just kind of like, well, I guess we'll come back next year. Bye.
Yeah, it's a downer.
it is.
But it gets me very excited for the next one.
Yeah.
You know, Hollywood Forever Cemetery, though, they do this event where, you know, they have a huge lawn, and you can go and like with a blanket and lay down.
I think I saw Spirited Away at this thing. It was on a lawn, and I think it was at a cemetery, and I watched Spirited Away.
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
It's probably that, yeah. I went and saw Goblet of Fire there a couple months ago.
So
they have a bunch of like food trucks and a bunch of porta potties if you got to take a drop of deuce during the movie. It was really fun.
Harry Potter.
Yeah,
and you enjoyed it,
and they let you drink in there too.
Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter.
Would you say it's like a hit? Would you say it's a defining nostalgic itch for you at all? Not in terms of defining your character, but your nostalgia.
Yes,
like,
but for a different reason.
Okay.
Because my sister was obsessed with Harry Potter. Like, that was, like, her favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was reading the books, and I was too young I just didn't read them back then. And,
too busy reading the dictionary.
Exactly.
To improve yourself.
I was actually reading the encyclopedia. Every single encyclopedia. But she was into it, so I remember Harry Potter, like, from my sister's excitement for
it. Would she get, like, scarves and, like...
I don't think so, but
some people dressed up for the premiere.
Oh, a lot of people did. A lot of people cosplayed. A lot of people when I went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, a lot of people dressed up.
Okay.
Called them fucking losers. behind their backs because they were. Like, you're a grown ass person. What are you doing?
I get the whole thing where it's like it's embarrassing. You're an adult and you're
It's fun.
Harry Potter. And it's like
fun. Who gives a fuck?
Like, why is there an age limit to have fun? And I get it. It's because like And we kind of do it too. You know, we're all guilty of it, but you know, you want to seem above something at some point because it makes you feel better, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel like, ooh, I am more learned in what is good and what is bad.
Here's how I would see it is I wouldn't go to a Harry Potter movie dressed up if I was by myself, but if I went with friends and they wanted to do it too,
I would do it for sure.
It'd be very fun.
Nothing wrong with going by yourself and getting dressed up.
No, totally. I'm saying from my personal preference, I wouldn't want to do that. I'd feel uncomfortable, but...
That's always done at, like, con... I feel like in general, though, like, I remember people were kind of, like, annoyed with, like, others being interested in, like, being older and being interested in Harry Potter and how it's cringe, but I see more of it as kind of, like, the same type of community that you see at conventions. And yes, there's a lot of cringe to be had at conventions. There's a lot of cringe in any fan base.
Any fandom.
Look at you, Megheads. But I feel like it's more about camaraderie. It's like the same reason your parents took you to church or like you made you go to youth group. It's to socialize and because you have like interests and you know, at that time it was God, but now it's wizards and Hogwarts and Dobby and all that
mm-hmm.
fucking shit.
She's a good house elf. You know,
You've given Dobby clothes.
Let people like what they want to like, you know? As long as it's not hurting no one, or you're not being, like, there's a line, I think. Like, you can be really into something. It's like, who cares if you're really, you know, into super mega? When you start writing fan fiction about me and Ryan raping each other, then there might be a line that's being crossed there. But, you know what I mean? Like, if you like something, like it. Who cares?
You've given Dobby head. I am free.
Oh, curse you, you dirty elf.
That's him wiping his mouth and then...
I told you to warn me. Oh, dude, Dobby fucking... my God. I mean, we could say Harry Potter spoilers, right?
You're talking about when Dobby's, his demise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit was sad.
Yeah, we're talking about Harry Potter. You know, spoilers. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry. But you should, I guess.
There's at least one person that's like reading the books for the first time right now and they're pissed. Here, you know, I'll record this and put this earlier. Hey guys, it's Matt. I'm cutting in from later in the podcast to say coming up are some Harry Potter spoilers. So make sure if you don't want any Harry Potter spoilers, you skip ahead.
A little sound clip you can use transition.
Yeah.
Do I need to do another one? Did you transition it?
Just one more for fun. Yesterday I was asleep on the couch out because you know I'm trying to. My trainer told me to stop caffeine for a month and
you didn't. So you don't want to talk about dead Dobby anymore.
No, let's talk about dead Dobby. It was very sad.
Okay, I just wanted to make because you wanted to say something about dead Dobby.
Oh, I just saying it just made me so fucking sad.
Yeah, that was sad. Them. Taking like a gliding shot over all the major dead characters in like a 10-second shot and you going, oh, okay, I guess they're dead for good. Oh, they're dead too.
Wait, when did they do that?
Like in the last movie, it's like after like one of the first battles, the camera's like going through and you're seeing like all who have like...
Does Neville die?
Perished. No, Neville's awesome. He fucking slices Nagini's head off.
Ooh.
The snake, the giant. Yeah. Who is a Horcrux?
Oh,
herself,
dude. So I don't. It's been so long since I've seen them that I don't remember any of this stuff. Which you know, that's good. That means I can go watch them
again.
But that means I can watch them again and they'll be fresh.
Yeah.
Except I've seen Goblet of Fire like twice in the last year, but the other ones.
The third one is typically people's like, oh, that's where the series turned to where it's like, okay, this will be remembered. This is great. The first two are classics because Christopher Columbus just has that vibe about his movies. You know, like Home Alone vibe. It's like kind of like family friendly, very one. He's good at kind of directing the perspective of, he's good at directing kids and directing the perspective of how wondrous and cool this universe would be to kids.
He's good at colonization too.
Yes.
But I really, 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 I kind of want to reread Harry Potter. Like I kind of want to start from the first one and because, you know, my fucking attention span is, so like reading as an adult, as a man, is not very easy for me because I just, you know, we've been conditioned for our attention spans to be, you know, with TikTok and, you know, it's just boom, boom, boom.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, I have an answer for you.
Do you think there's some sort of stance one must take in terms of buying the books or reading the books or whatever, support, like buying the Blu-rays, watching the movie, all of that, going to the Hogwarts land at Universal? Do you think there's a point where it's not... I'm trying to like word this well or carefully, but J.K. Rowling, she has made some transphobic statements in the past, and she has not backpedaled at all. She keeps digging a grave for herself. She just doesn't need to say anything. Do you think that in any way that connection mars one's ability to support her in a morally like in a good moral way? You know what I mean? Like is it moral to support, like, I guess the same question would be, and I don't have an answer, but it's like the guy who wrote Ender's Game. It's a great sci-fi novel. I forget his name, I'm sorry, but he's a fucking racist. So it's like, can you still enjoy an art piece given that the proceeds and in general the name are attached to such a controversial figure.
I think that at the end of the day, it comes down to one's personal morals. Well, here's the thing is like J.K. Rowling said a bunch of transphobic shit, but I still love Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And the way I see it is certain things are so big that it's almost like even though the person that made it has done something bad, certain franchises are so big that it's almost like the creator might be transphobic, but it's like the whole franchise is so big that it's almost not even hers anymore. Does that make sense?
I get that. It's kind of going...
were a smaller author and it was a smaller series, then yeah, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to support that. But it's because it's such a big franchise and it's like almost separated from her. And what she says is awful.
So essentially you're kind of like death of the author in a sense where...
Do you see anyone trying to boycott Harry Potter? Over...
No. But I see like threads talking about it every now and then. And I think it's an interesting topic.
It is.
Because it's like... I was going to mention something because I had something directly linked off of what you were saying.
Michael Jackson is another example of
it. It wasn't about Michael Jackson.
But think about like once something, in this case, Michael Jackson's music becomes so popular, so big that almost it's like.
Oh, sorry. Death of the artist where the person's work is so big that it more and so collectively belongs to. The world,
society,
I guess,
yeah,
or society, and it's like they can't ruin it by, I guess, their bullshit.
Because, you know, there's the argument of, like, separating the art from the artist,
mm-hmm.
and I think that you can't always do that in a lot of cases.
Like Chris Brown.
Yeah. He just made such bad music that I couldn't, you know.
Yeah, that's why.
No, but definitely, like... I love Michael Jackson's music,
mm-hmm.
and they still play it on the radio. They still, it's like, even though, you know, he was accused of all that stuff, like, it seems like it's, his music's, like, separated from him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like Harry Potter's the same way. When a franchise gets, like, so big, like, I think if George Lucas came out and was like, yeah, don't really like black people too much. Like, Star Wars would still go on and people wouldn't boycott it because it's such a big franchise.
Yeah.
But if like Star Wars was a small like television series that had like a popular fan base, wasn't that big, then people would not watch it anymore. You know, there's something weird when it's like when something's that big, it almost like it is its own entity away from the artist.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just interesting.
It is interesting. It's very interesting. Because
have you ever had to stop supporting an artist you really liked because of something?
Yeah.
What would that be?
I'm trying to remember. There were some, like, there's
if you feel comfortable sharing.
I'm trying to remember specifically, but there's definitely like artists that I really liked that like I had to stop listening to, or and for two reasons. One, for like the moral reason, but two, it just like it didn't feel right after that. I couldn't enjoy it the same knowing that they're a piece of shit. Trying to think of an example, like if somebody comes out as a rapist, then like I can't, you know, listen to their music anymore,
mm-hmm.
or like enjoy their jokes or whatever anymore. I said comes out as a rapist as if it's like coming out as gay, like mom, dad, I'm a rapist. No,
oh my
but
God,
yeah,
we
son, we son, love you no matter what,
son. We've known,
son, we've known since you were a little boy.
We've known since you got accepted to Sigma Stupid Psi or whatever the fuck they call it.
I can't think of a specific example right now, but there's definitely artists that I've, you know, had to. And this isn't like cancel culture bullshit. It's like this is
it ruins your ability to enjoy the art itself because the person like for example, like I can't really enjoy. This is it's kind of similar, but like I can't enjoy Jared Leto's performances in anything because I only see Jared Leto, the douchebag,
cultist
actor dude.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, that's exactly.
Like there's this new like trailer.
That's why I'm with Tom Cruise.
Where it's like Morpheus. And it just looks so bad. Tom Cruise is it's such a weird case because like whatever movie he's in, he's not playing like he is playing a character, but it's like it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's Tom Cruise, like in Tropic Thunder. Like the reason that like Gross Lessman was such like an iconic character was because it was played by Tom Cruise of all people.
Yeah. Yeah. I just rewatched that a couple weeks ago.
Les Grossman, baby.
And fucking Matthew McConaughey's character. So fucking funny, dude. That movie is
in that version that you saw, did they have a scene where Matthew McConaughey was flipping through Playboys and saw boobies?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Damn it. That's not the theatrical release.
I watched it on Amazon Prime. I own it.
They only put out like, I don't know why, but they added certain scenes and the director's cut for a long time was like the only cut, or is probably the only cut you can purchase on a physical copy. I can't, like the theatrical cut had shorter, some scenes were cut shorter and they didn't have that scene. They added some stuff.
Kirk Lazarus. He's so fun. Like, at the end when he's in the helicopter and he has, like, a tear in his eyes. Fucking so fun. Like,
Wait a second. Do you see the boobs?
I think
he flips through it, but you don't... It doesn't show anything, but in the, like, director's cut version, he's flipping through it, and then it cuts to a close-up of the page.
Okay, I don't notice that stuff.
I'm sorry.
Cut that out.
Yeah. I mean, you're editing this one.
Oh, yeah. Matt, cut it out. But that is a fun, definitely could not be made today.
No.
I wonder if the pendulum will swing back and that stuff will be like that type of humor that's so offensive will be allowed again.
Offensive humor is still allowed.
Yeah, it's still allowed. But I mean like you're not gonna see people like that do that anymore. You're not gonna see Robert Downey Jr. do blackface in a movie.
Which was insane because he was coming off of Iron Man from that.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Hey, it worked.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset about that and the Simple Jack stuff, you know, with Ben Stiller's.
I feel like the Simple Jack stuff was a little more, quote unquote, problematic than Robert Downey Jr.'s blackface, because in universe and in character, the whole point of like him being in blackface is to show the kind of self-absorption of artists and how they...
And he gets called out by the actually black like character. Guy in the platoon. Yeah. So it's like there is like a message with it, I guess.
Al Pacino?
Yes.
Al Pacino's booty sweat? I love the pussy.
I love the booty sweat, dude.
Booty sweat. Popping ass open. So good.
Yeah. So there was like kind of a message with that, but the Simple Jack stuff was just, I guess, making fun of people with
No, say it. Ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for saying it while we were busy with the ad read.
Yeah, totally, totally, yeah. See, I just didn't want to say it into the microphone.
No, you didn't want to put it in the podcast.
But yeah, Simple Jack, Ben Stiller's best role. I used to be a big Stiller head, bro. I was a big Ben head. I loved Ben Stiller. Like, Zoolander is one of the best comedy movies ever, in my opinion. Like, the first Zoolander.
The only role where he, like, stood out to me, because, like, I usually typically don't, it's not that I don't like Ben Stiller. I just am not I'm not enamored, or I'm not ever like impressed, or I'm not, he's not like a star focus of like something that I like, I guess, about a movie. But he steals the show in Dodgeball. He's great in Dodgeball.
I haven't seen Dodgeball. Do you know
Dodgeball's
that?
Dodgeball's so good.
I've never seen
Vince
it.
Vince Vaughn? Come on.
Vince Vaughn is a dude.
He is a dude.
He's a dude, man.
He was in Cell Block 99.
Yeah, I only saw the ending of that movie. I need to fucking...
And on your recommendation, I watched the whole thing thinking you had watched the whole
thing. No, I'd only seen the ending. But the ending, I walked in, I liked what I saw a lot.
Yeah, the ending's awesome.
The final shot.
Yeah, we can't say it, but... Because that is a more recent movie.
Yeah. Wedding Crashers?
I think it's boring to me.
Well, I haven't seen it in like 7-8 years. I just remember watching it at a sleepover growing up, and then
those styles of
movies. The boobs in his face.
Oh,
it's,
shit.
Not
yeah.
actually.
No, it's a stunt. It's
not
a
actually. Isla?
Double.
Ila?
It's a body double of.
Yeah. Isla Fisher? Isla
Fisher?
I don't know how you say it. Isla Fisher?
Isla Fisher?
Who's she married to again?
Borat.
Yeah. That's right. She's married to a. Sacha Baron Cohen. Man, I love Sacha Baron Cohen is a very big inspiration to me in terms of like comedic stuff. Ever since
Borat.
Yeah, Borat 2 kind of, I think I kind of ruined it for myself a little because I hyped it up to myself so much that it would have been impossible to live up to. It was just too, I think, Borat 1 was good because it was nuanced, and Borat 2 was a little bit just too on the nose. It was too heavy-handed.
And that's not to say that Borat in general is heavy-handed in general with, like, what he does, but, like, the second one, I feel like, was the heavy-handed in terms of them forcing a plot.
Yes.
Like, really forcing a plot. The first one, it was so loose because it was, like, the Pam Anderson shit and just, like, him going across America. It was, like, a very loose plot, but this one, it felt very structured, so they had to fit the stunts within the plot, I guess. Felt like it just felt more forced.
Yeah, and I like Sacha Baron Cohen's like activism and stuff. It just felt like I feel like the political plot line in Borat 2 kind of took away from Borat a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, it made it more focused on like Donald Trump orange and less of like Borat, you know, being Borat. And I didn't like the fact there was a woman in the movie.
She took a big focus of it, too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, fucking.
They replaced a wonderful character with a woman.
Disgusting. Azamat? You can't replace Azamat Bagatov with a woman.
Not Azamat Bagatov, dude.
Who'd they replace? What do you mean?
No. That's what I was agreeing with you by saying
Oh.
that.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying, like, no, not him.
No. I was agreeing with you.
No. Sacha Baron Cohen is very, very funny. Very, very. Bruno is one of my all time faves.
Sacha Baron Cohen is just one of the greatest comedians ever.
Yeah, I think so too. In my opinion, he's
one of the greats for what he's given us.
Yeah, and I like his activism too, like his political activism. The Borat. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying not to hype up Jackass 4.
See, I think it's hard not.
I know it's like not.
You're
gonna
enjoy. You're just gonna watch people hurt themselves.
Yeah,
you know they're not trying to force a plot or any like message. Like Jackass is literally just a bunch of like idiots hurting themselves, and I don't mean like they're not stupid. I mean you have to idiots in terms of only idiots would do shit like this.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
Yeah,
I loved the Jackass franchise, and we're gonna go see it for my birthday.
Yes, we are.
It comes out February 4th. My 26th birthday is February 5th. I'm very, very excited for that, though. It has a lot of people I like. It actually, like, so they add in more members to, like, the Jackass crew. And one of them is a guy that I followed on Instagram forever. Zach Hill, I think is his name. The big guy with the curly hair and the glasses. I followed him ages ago because he did his at is Zachass because he was inspired by Jackass in a Jackass style stunts by himself on his Instagram.
Okay.
And I guess he got a lot of traction and they actually got him as part of the crew. And he's done some shit that I'm like, dude, oh my God. Like, he's done some shit that just...
Like what?
Just, like, too far with the pain. A lot of stuff with his nuts. If I'm not mistaken, he did, like, he jumped into... I think he did, like, a bike thing into cactuses, like where he like landed on a bed of cactuses and they were like all in him. The cactus shit sucks. And then there's also Jasper from Odd Future. He's
Jasper.
Hey, it's not Jasper, even not even a rapper. Only on this track to make my racks grow faster. But yeah, I love Jasper, and he's part of Jackass now. I wonder how that happened. Like, that's just like interesting. And there's a woman. Eric Andre's in it. Tyler, the Creator's in it.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly, your favorite?
My fave, my man. Yeah, so.
Have you listened to any of his recent stuff?
Music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's not bad.
Okay.
I like.
You like his classic stuff more?
I actually don't really know any of his classic stuff.
Neither do I.
But he made that, like, he had a recent song he dropped, like, last year that was kind of like pop punk I liked. Okay. It wasn't bad. I just love his interviews. Man, I wait until she's 18, dog.
Dude, he's a father now. He's learned.
Is he a father?
He's grown. I think so.
Damn. He's a horny motherfucker.
He's with a.
I got a DM yesterday
from Transformers. Megan Fox.
Yeah, this girl DM'd me yesterday and said, "You look like Dollar Store Machine Gun Kelly," and I was so tempted to respond because I had a really good response loaded up, but I wasn't gonna do that.
What was it? What was the response?
I don't want to say it. It's mean.
Okay, never mind.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay,
but it was epic.
Were you about to bully someone?
Well, she was bullying me.
True. Yeah, I understand.
It's if I retaliate, it's not bullying.
There's nothing wrong with it's clapping back.
It's self-defense.
You know what I'm saying? You know? Clapping back is okay.
The court would rule in self-defense. Whoa. What the hell?
What?
Sorry, it's open Instagram, and the first thing I saw is Brockhampton posted a thing saying, Brockhampton's upcoming shows at the O2 Academy, Brixton in London, and at Coachella will be our final performances as a group. All other tour dates are canceled, effective immediately. Refunds will be given. Following these four performances, we will be taking an indefinite hiatus as a group. Thank you for the last 8 years.
R.I.P. Schlockhampton, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, I guess they're breaking up. Well, they announced a while ago that they were going to finish, but damn, I wonder why. They probably fight a lot with each other. They're probably, you know, punching each other and screaming and kissing on each other. I don't know. I feel like Brockhampton probably has a lot of like drama internally.
They've always had a lot of drama.
Yeah. I feel because they all lived in a house together. And I feel like that would have been the most like anytime there's something like that, like a content house, it's just toxic. Like there's I've never heard of a content house that went well.
Are you forgetting about Kids with Problems and Markiplier Game?
And yeah, actually, you're right. You know what? I take that back. That's the only time it went perfect.
And Syndigo?
Syndigo, Kids with Problems, and Markiplier Game?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Okay, I take it back. Everything was perfect about that. But every other time I've seen a content house, it's just a bad idea. In concept, it's a great idea, right? It's like, oh, we live together. We're always making content. We're all making money together. We're having fun. No, it's an awful idea.
It always seems kind of like a pyramid. You know what I mean? A pyramid of like...
Someone's at the top.
Someone's at the top, and then there are other people that, depending on how successful they get from this one person, you know, that's where they are, or how much they're featured in videos.
Here is a piece of advice I will offer that my sister told me when I was leaving high school, and, you know, I thought she was just like, but now looking back, it was don't live with your best friends, because, you know, it can work, but it can also like. Strain relationships.
Yeah.
Come sick of each other. I've lived with many best friends and I've lived with you.
You did.
And like basically I was miserable every day of my living with you. I absolutely hated it.
Oh.
No, I liked living with you. But moving in like a bunch of best friends together in a house, it's fun, but it will create problems. So just know that, you know? Just for all you little kids going off to college and stuff.
Just like being alone.
I love living by myself. Man.
I love having my own little
space. And
Ryan and
I moved out from each other, not because, you know, anything like that. We just wanted our own places.
Yeah. Lease was about to come up and it's like, hey, you know.
We've been this place 2 years. What if we had our own places?
Because the whole idea was like, and if it scares us or if we can't really pull through with like rent, we can always come back and like, you know, try this out again. But it was like, are we at the point to where we can like have our own places now? Yeah. And we were.
Well, it was a very exciting thought because neither of us had ever done that.
No.
And it's like, oh, well, we're adults now. We can like, oh my God, what if I had my own place? Like, that was something that just felt like it was a big step forward in like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then also I got a car, my first car right after that. I got a Honda Civic.
Because you were using my, you're using my Fiat for a while.
I would zip around in your little Fiat. That thing was fun.
Just any parking spot, any of them. You could just, also like merging on highways, super easy.
Oh, if someone didn't want to let you in, you're like, too bad, I'm getting in.
I know. Because all you do is, all the Fiat does is like rotate into the parking position.
It's a tiny ass car. It was, I liked that car. I missed that car.
Got slammed into twice and no damage on the back.
That one time I was in the car with you and that guy slammed into the back of us.
Drunk dude who like called his mafia lawyer to come.
Yeah, dude, he just had dudes just show up all of a sudden.
He like made a call and then
these dudes just appeared.
I know, it's so weird.
And
he's obviously inebriated.
Oh yeah, I don't think we didn't call the cops.
No,
we did. I guess we didn't need to because we didn't have damage.
I didn't want to be wrapped up in that shit.
No,
care.
I don't care. Especially there's no damage. It's like that's just a headache to deal with. This guy, let the guy drive drunk. Like I don't want to.
He's in a school zone. If he makes any problems, I'm sure they'll solve it.
It was nighttime.
Yeah,
you know who cares if he's in a school zone drunk?
Was it nighttime?
It was nighttime. Yeah,
I thought it was like sunset. I felt like there was still some daylight. I remember there still being some daylight.
There might have been a little daylight. I remember it being like dark.
I don't remember
already.
It being pitch black.
I remember it being like 9 p.m. or something.
Hmm. Well.
I just can't believe your car took not even a scratch from that.
Nope.
Like, we got smacked into, like, both of us, like, our heads, like, we got, like, a little, like, whoo.
I got rear-ended on the highway, like, a few years ago, and still nothing. I was like, okay.
That little thing's
there's, like, a little scuff, and I wiped it off. I was like, okay. Cool.
Oh, man. I got, I sold my old used Honda Civic to my buddy Christian, and then I got a new Honda Civic earlier last year. And within the first 2 weeks I had it, I was like, okay, I have to, like, you know, this car I really like it. I really like this car. I've always wanted like a newer Honda Civic. Mm-hmm. I love it. I got to, you know, be very careful with it. And I pulled into my garage. And I wasn't pulled up enough, and I put the garage door down, and the little metal piece at the bottom of my garage door is like a little metal, like L piece.
Yeah.
And it went and just, the back just scraped straight down, and it peeled the paint completely off. So I covered it up with a I'd rather be fishing sticker, but still it's like, and I have that crack in my windshield too. A lot of people in the Christmas tree, the guys get a Christmas tree 5, are like, Matt's freaking out about like the Ryan getting the grease on his ceiling, but he has a massive crack in his windshield.
It gets bigger and bigger.
It is getting bigger. I have to get it replaced. I was parked
still
outside the Super Plegamex one day, and I just come outside, and that crack was in my windshield. No idea how it got there. I'm guessing someone was like, my guess is there were people doing yard work.
You know who we should call to solve this mystery?
Who?
What's up, Holmes?
Who's that?
What's up, Holmes? He's off on the trail again, trying to tail him.
I don't know what that is, bro.
What, son? What, son?
That's me.
None of that?
No, what is that from, dude?
That's What's Up Holmes.
What the fuck is What's Up Holmes, bro?
What do you mean?
What is that?
I've mentioned What's Up Holmes before.
I don't think you have.
I have.
You're lying to me.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Find anything? I'm just saying we should hire What's Up Holmes. I think he could solve this mystery.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
I can't find anything. Why are you lying? What are you doing, dude? I found this picture, dude. It's like a really short cholo.
The Adventures of What's Up.
Oh, did you make me watch this? Yeah, no. You made me watch this a couple years ago. The house rocked with wind. You showed this to me. Watson walked on in. Watson, that's me. Elementary Watson. Mortimer,
it's a pleasure to meet you.
Dude, I used to be obsessed
with
this.
Yeah, you showed that to me years ago, I remember.
It's 14 years ago.
Wow.
Yep.
It's weird looking at YouTube upload dates now and seeing like 12 years ago.
I know.
Like, when I go to my old channel, Format24, and I see stuff, I'm like, wow, that's over a decade old.
It's getting old.
It's weird, like, now being conscious
Where'd
of,
fucking
like...
fucking water go?
I got mine. Isn't it weird being conscious now of, like, a decade? Because up until recently, it's like a decade, you know, you didn't...
really understand like the length of a decade because you were too young. But now it's like, oh, I can remember back being like mature at this time.
Yeah,
like,
I was
when I was 16. I can remember. It's like I remember things when I was 16, and now I'm coming up on a decade of that.
I was 17, about to be. I would say 18, almost 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, you're turning 28 this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woo. How's it feel?
An old man.
I'm turning 26 in a few weeks.
I think like I relaxed into it. I kind of panicked a bit like 26 and 27, like, oh fuck, and now I'm just kind of like, eh. And I think I'm kind of excited for 30s because I heard it's a lot more chill.
I'm excited for 30s, honestly. I've never like panicked about age or like worried about age, but I did a couple.
I worry about the moment of death.
Yeah. A couple months ago, I had a little like crisis about age where I was like, it just randomly, I was like, 25. I'm 25? And I was like, what the fuck happened to my early 20s? Like, wait, it's gone. And I freaked out. And like, I'd look up close in the mirror and be like, is that a wrinkle? Am I seeing like wrinkles in my skin? Fuck, I'm aging. And I would just like freak out like that, even though it's ridiculous. So I told
everyone
my mom
ages.
That. I told my mom that, and she's like, I'm not listening to any of this. Like,
she's once again jealous of your youth.
Yep,
because
exactly.
You're trying to vent to her about your mental struggles with aging.
Sorry, I don't have to wear those fucking big HD sunglasses when I go outside, Mom. But yeah, I'm 26. Every year feels a little bit older. Like, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever said. It obviously, but like every year, like the age feels a little bit more. Because like when I turn 21, that doesn't feel like it's older an adult, it still feels young. Same with 22. 25 was the first age that felt like a...
Because you're like in your 20s.
Yeah, and now 26 feels even more old. And I'm going to look back and be like, man, I wish I could be 26 again.
For me, it's just like, I'm mainly like, damn, it was a long time ago with where all my nostalgia was. Like when I used to fucking watch Rugrats, Cat Dog, or Barney VHS tapes back on like a tube television and feel the static with my hand or like press my face on the side
hair
of the
up
screen.
To it and then, right. Yeah. I remember right when I would, my thing back with our old CRT TVs, you turn it on and go, and I put your head up to it and all your hair goes
and
to
you
it
hear
and
the,
sticks.
You hear the, like the static.
Man, I
good
love
times.
CRT TVs.
Also accidentally fucking up VHS tapes, getting
mm-hmm.
the tape all fucked up
mm-hmm.
and not knowing how to.
I did that with my Rugrats movie. It was
no.
an orange VHS.
Oh.
And I did it because it had the penis videos.
Damn.
You want to talk about penis videos? Ad for the Peanuts commercial.
You want to talk about Peanuts videos?
The guy says penis. And they actually, in a future version of that, replaced him with like another shot where he's like, you want to talk about Peanuts videos? That dude did on purpose. You could see it on his face. He said...
Did he have a smirk on him?
Everybody just... I've talked about this before, but for those who haven't heard this... On my old Rugrats VHS, there was a commercial before the movie for Peanuts, like Charlie Brown. And this guy goes, you want to talk about Peanuts videos? But he fucking says penis. He says, you want to talk about penis videos? And I replayed that part so many times. I called all my friends on our landline, like held it up to the TV, like, listen to this. And I replayed it so much that I fucked up the VHS. And I had to take apart the VCR to get it out. And my parents are very upset. And now if I play that part of the VHS back, it's just like, it's all staticky because I just fucking ruined it.
Oh, I have this one memory of when I was a kid, I had these like little dinosaur toys I would play with. And it came with like fake boulders, like really small boulders, probably the size of like your pinky nail in terms of like just like how big they were. But then picture like a little pebble of circumference. And I like stuck those things in my nose.
Peanuts advertisement.
Sorry, I guess.
I'm going to go pee.
Cinemasker podcast talked about it too. No, dude, come back.
You want to talk about penis videos?
Dude fucking says penis.
You're still in the middle of your piss session?
No, I'm done. I'm obviously not over a toilet pissing.
Are you going to confirm that you are now?
I've just been drinking some water, you know? I'm hydrated.
Hi, Layden. Brian's face is blue.
Black and blue. The black's because of the pain. The blue's because I'm upset.
Why are you upset?
Because this fucker's over here watching Joe Rogan in the office.
Layton, why are you watching fucking Joe Rogan in our office?
We already went over this.
You're not allowed to watch Joe Rogan.
All right. Then you guys,
he's poisoning your brain, dude.
I don't subscribe to those facts.
He's been watching JonTron, too.
Obviously. Welcome back, JonTron fans.
What's up, JonTron stands?
Ooh.
I'm a bit of a Tron head.
Oh,
a bit of a Tron head myself,
dude. When he makes that bird do a voice,
yes. My oh my.
Ah, when he debates for in favor of a white ethno state.
Yes.
That is not what he said.
JonTron fans, like,
he just said, why is it not okay for whites to stay to themselves and to preserve their heritage and their whiteness?
My dude was using eugenics.
If it's okay for other people, then how come it's not okay for us?
Like, you just have to have a complete lack of historical understanding.
I also don't think anyone
to have that opinion.
Anyone is saying that they are okay with someone being forced to marry someone of the same race so that they can continue their genetic line.
We need more white babies.
There are certain cases.
We're gonna be a minority, bro.
There are cases where I could understand where, like, it's like you find someone more attractive too because they have somewhat of a similar outlook on life based on your upbringing or whatever the fuck. Like, I could understand that, but like, you don't have to be like, I'm going to preserve my race.
Yeah, that's so dumb. It's fucking the weirdest, like, tribal mindset. Well, it's racist, but
I need the white race to stand up and make sure that they only sleep with other whites so we can preserve our whiteness.
Ryan, we're going to be a minority by 2042.
We're getting more tan and tan. Have you seen those pictures?
I don't like it.
Have you seen those pictures of what people are going to look like in 20 years?
Yes, they're gray.
They're all olive colored.
Yo! No!
I'm going to miss the whites.
Man, I will miss those whites. That's
trust
sure.
me, they're not going anywhere.
Also, like, the whole thing about, like, whites becoming a minority in the U.S., it's like, who cares? Like, why is that, like, a scary thought?
Because the whites...
Am I going to get put in, like, a labor camp?
Because the whites own the United States.
Damn right.
Matt, how would you feel if, I don't know, a bunch of white people whited out Africa?
How would I feel about that?
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
We whited it up a lot. There's a bunch of territories.
Hence, that still have Rhodesia.
Yeah.
Per se.
Cool. Yeah. I love stripping.
High five, white people.
And pillaging in a country and ruining their future. Awesome.
The war on white people has to stop, dude. Is it a crime to be white? Oh, I'm a straight white man. Is that such a crime?
The tribes were mean to each other before we even got there.
That's that argument where it's like, well, you know, the Indians were killing each other before we got here. It's like, okay, and that justifies, like, exterminating a fucking race of people and taking their land. How?
That's what they were doing to each other.
Yeah, well, you guys wouldn't be able to sit here and have your little podcast if we hadn't done that, so.
You're right. Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, it's not Chris's, you know.
Well.
It's not thanks to him.
He started it.
Well, I'm... Pfft.
No. Was Christopher Columbus Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Spain.
He spoke Espanol from Barcelona?
Yeah.
Barcelona?
Why do they say it like that? Barcelona? Come on, Spaniards. It's Barcelona.
You know, little known fact, he died with a hard cock.
Really?
Yep. Very rare, but he died with a hard cock.
Why?
I don't know.
He just did?
I can't ask him.
Well, you could if you pray hard enough.
But they mummified him so you can see his erect penis to this day in a museum.
Seriously? Yep. They didn't mummify Christopher Columbus?
No, they didn't mummify Christopher.
Okay. You said, like, I always know when you're joking, but that one you said with, like, the confidence of, like, oh, that's, like, a weird little known fact.
Yeah.
You know?
They have kept someone's, like, a historical figure's penis in a museum.
What's his face? He was a ruler.
Yeah.
Not Vlad the Impaler.
It's such a big penis. We just have to keep it.
It was huge. I've seen a preserved penis in like Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. Let me see whose it was. The world's only museum. Oh, dude, wait. There's a penis museum? Rasputin's penis. It was Rasputin.
Okay, Rasputin. Rasputin.
Let's see what it looks like. Well, I've seen Norbit, dude. I love Rasputin. I mean, that's a big-ass cock, dude. How big that thing is.
Yeah, he was packing some schmeat.
Why did they preserve that fucking cock? Like, of all the... Why?
I didn't know Russian people had big, big peepees.
Yeah, man. But apparently there is a penis museum. So if you'd ever be interested in taking a trip. In Iceland, a man has collected 283 preserved penises from 93 species of animals, including Homo sapiens.
Ooh.
How do you get into that? Yeah, collect penises.
You know, some people collect baseball cards. I collect, you know, the shaft of beasts, of several beasts.
Shaft of beast.
An RPG. You must collect item. The shaft of beast.
Collect 3 shaft of beast.
And bring them to me. And I'll put them together and make you a weapon. A suitable weapon.
The Super Mega game, there, like this in the Super Mega RPG, there needs to be Shaft of Beast.
If we had a Super Mega RPG, I would love to write it. That would be fun. It'd essentially be like writing a
book. We should just get RPG Maker, and you and I should just make just the two of us a
just
Super Mega RPG.
Just the two of us.
I'll make the art. You can make some art
we
too.
Can
we'll write it. And make it.
If we try, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
I've been listening to a little bit of old Will Smith too.
Parents just don't understand that type of Will Smith.
Yeah, the like, get jiggy with it. Y'all know, summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime.
I have a soft spot for old Will Smith.
I used to listen to him.
Big Willie style.
I went to my mom with my mom to the gym, and I had this like bright blue and white CD player that would play Will Smith CD while working out.
Bright blue and white are the colors of the Big Willie style
nice.
Album.
It was like light sky blue, like Carolina blue almost.
Carolina blue?
North Carolina.
Oh, like Tar Heels?
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what. I saw the coach of the Tar Heels once at a farmer's market. My mom was like,
did you say hey?
No,
you
my mom pointed
him
out.
This was before you were famous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he wouldn't have known.
He wouldn't have interacted.
But now he would.
Now I've got
that
checkmark.
He's probably a big fan.
You know what we can do, Ryan? We can go down. You and I can go down to Melrose, and there's that mural of the angel wings that influencers take a picture in front of. But you can't take not just anyone can take a picture in front of this mural. You have to be verified or have, I think, 20,000 followers.
What if I show up there like at like 3 a.m.?
Well, there's a security guard there.
24/7?
Probably not 24/7.
That's what I thought.
But, you know, we could go and take a picture in front of it. We've earned it.
You have to be verified or you have to have a
There's
amount.
A security guard that checks if you're either verified on social media or you have like 10 or 20,000 followers or something. I don't remember the exact number.
Is this like a part of the art? It's like,
yeah, it's on Melrose.
I'm
so.
Trying to say something.
Melrose is the most like fake, like pretentious fucking place.
Welcome to LA, baby.
Yeah, like that. That's like when you think of like influencers, it's Melrose. In fact, I saw billboards on Melrose for some service that's like, grow your followers, double your views.
Buy this book written by 2 YouTubers. Yeah, it's all
fucking bullshit. We should, honestly, you and I should do a Super Mega video where we make like almost like an MTV show about the influencer lifestyle. And we'll go down to Melrose, get dressed up, and we'll interview other influencers we see on the street. Honestly, it'd be so easy to like, if we tell them that we're doing a show, like they'd just be like, oh yeah, what's up, dude? And they would totally make an ass of themselves, and we should do that.
Yeah, okay.
We could get you all decked out and some drip.
You know, I love getting decked out.
Yeah. You and I should have a little Melrose video day. We go and just... If we got Tucker with his big Alexa, tell them we're a camera crew. I'm like, yeah, we're shooting a show for
Steven Spielberg about influencers.
Steven Spielberg's doing a movie about influencers.
So we're
doing like research.
Casting. We're going out and we're getting like people like how they're dressed, how they talk.
Hey,
so
tell us a little bit about your social influence, dude. Like we should do that and just
can we have sheets of paper where they sign like a fake like NDA,
dude.
So like it feels more official.
Yeah, no,
so, like,
we could easily
even
fake
more.
It. Like, have someone carry a boom mic with us and, like, a reflector so it really looks like a TV.
All you
crew.
Have to do is compliment someone. Just be like, oh, shit, nice shirt. And be like, oh, thanks. And do you mind if are you an influencer?
Yo, how many followers you got, dog?
About 30,000 billion.
What we need to do, though, is that day we need to rebrand our social media profiles so it looks like that really cringy influencer so we can show them our profile. Check
yeah.
it out, dude. Like, you know, I gotta have the fitted, like the snapback that's just sitting like gently on top of my head, like, and it's sideways, like Jacob Sartorius would do.
Yeah.
He's still making music, dude.
Good. Good for him. I guess.
I have more monthly listeners on Spotify than Jacob.
Ooh. Ooh, Matt Watson. Matt Watson big, yo.
Yeah, dude. Suck it, Jacob. And I could say that because he's over 18 now. My phone just buzzed. Who Justin.
Justin's calling?
Yo, is Little Don making a thumbnail for Sites Adventure 4 yet?
Did we never get a thumbnail made for it?
I asked him. Let me, after the podcast, I'll hit him
up. Okay.
Everyone's been wanting us to play that, and I don't know if it's out yet. I don't know what day. We have it on the calendar. We're trying to be more organized this year, so we have like a
sticky notes up on a calendar to show when uploads are going up.
Yep, and we got like a whole like work app that we put all of our like stuff on, and we can move stuff around and see it. And
you know, it's a new year, so we're gonna try these things and eventually
fall off of them. And,
yep.
Yeah. Not upload a lot. But
that's what y'all are here for.
At least we're honest.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we got to post a Patreon.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to spoil too much, but Patreon, we got a little something special coming very soon for all patrons.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dun, 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 dun.
Stop. That's too much.
Sorry, sorry. But yeah, we got something special coming for you patrons. Something that Jackson has been working effortlessly to set up. Aw, look what was in my passport.
Hey.
It's a beautiful picture of me and Ryan.
You hated it.
I didn't hate it. I love this picture.
You kept saying how much I didn't look enthused.
Well, you don't look enthused.
I look excited to be with my friend
I have a big-ass
Matt.
Smile on my face, my arms around you, and you look like you're
a
like
simple,
a celebrity
happy man.
That has a really annoying fan that came up and took a picture while he was at dinner.
Well, I have a really annoying friend next to me, but you know, I would never treat you like a fan, Matthew.
What the hell, dude?
You're one of my biggest.
I am one of your biggest fans, Ryan.
Friends.
Biggest friend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am one of your biggest friends, too.
I'm
your best friend ever. Am I your tallest friend?
Do I know anyone taller than you? No, Luke.
How tall is Luke? God,
bleep out his fucking last name. Hold up. I wonder if I can call him.
Yeah, call him, dude.
He'd hate that.
Why, dude? He came and stayed with us.
He hates this type of shit.
Back when we lived with Markiplier.
Yeah, true.
And he came and crashed with us. That was awesome. I love Luke.
I don't know if he'll answer.
We just gotta call people, bro.
Yeah. I like never call them.
Ryan, is everything okay?
Yeah, he's... I assume he's not gonna pick up. Because we're both really bad at responding and all that other shit.
I know how to end the podcast, by the way.
How?
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Damn it, Luke.
I kind of just want to dial a random number and see if they would help me end the podcast.
Okay.
So I just typed a random one, see if it goes to anything. Maybe not. Because sometimes the numbers don't exist. It says calling, but nothing's happening. Let me try a different number. I'm going to try one from Charleston, 843. Let's try this, bro. There we go.
Shitty internet.
Yeah.
Connection in general.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who is this? I don't even know.
Oh, this is Matt. I'm just on a podcast right now, and I was wondering if you'd help me end it.
This is who?
Matt.
Matt.
Matt Watson from YouTube.
Okay. I'm gonna go right now. I don't know who this is.
Oh, okay. Well, could you help me end this podcast?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, have a good day. Well, we can't end the podcast. She was no help.
Looks like we have to do it ourselves again.
I was really hoping she'd help me out there.
Yeah, well, anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. There, of course, will be another episode next week. And you can,
kill me!
You know, watch the other stuff that's coming out on our channel. We did backlog a good bit of Let's Plays. So you have fun with that. We got a mail cup video coming out
by the way,
soon.
Yeah, by the way, in the Sonic Mania series, which go watch, by the way, it's a 5-episode series with Justin, where Justin beat Sonic Mania while we goofed off. We made the joke that's like, this is the last Let's Play ever. And I've been getting so many DMs and tweets like, is it really the last? No, it's not the last
like
Let's
we've
Play.
We've talked about Pokemon
we
and
have
all this
so
other
much
shit.
More on the way right now. We have a whole WarioWare series coming out.
Ooh. Oh, shit. I should give someone a shout out real quick. It's only because
So I was playing Sea of Thieves last night.
Sea of Thieves.
Yeah. And I ran into this other pirate who was also a solo slooper, which means you play the game by yourself on one ship. And he turned out to not be, you know, toxic and mean. He's very nice. We ended up teaming up and going after other people. And I had a good time. And he was just very nice. And he turned out to be a streamer.
Oh!
You know, he has 202 followers.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's getting up there. I just want to it's Legate Kronos. Kronos. Legate? I don't know.
But
he was super awesome. So, yeah, that's about it. I was just very appreciative of his kindness because I had just two sessions previously just been attacked by a fully stacked galleon, attacked by a fully stacked brig, and I was solo, and it's never fun.
That's no fun at all.
Unless you try to make it fun, but usually you just get donked on.
Well, shout out to that guy.
Yeah, he was very nice and made my night.
Yeah, so that's great, man. You know, the kindness of a stranger goes a long way.
Apparently he's been streaming for like 6 years or something. He played Sea of Thieves since day one.
Wow.
He has the day one sniper rifle.
Go check this
shit.
Guy out, guys. Does he know that you stream and do YouTube and everything too?
No.
Okay, so he's gonna suddenly be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where are all these little losers coming from?
He put me in the title of the stream at one point. Hold up. I know how to end the episode.